at the 2018. We're already having fun here with Angela Russell from Kina Mutual Group, and we're in Singapore, so why not have some fun?
That's right.
At the World Credit Union Conference.
The World Cup. We're at the World Cup.
We're at the World Cup too. Go Croatia. Oh wait, they didn't make it.
No,
so
France.
They did well. They did pretty well though. I think they overachieved.
Yes.
So, but that's a whole nother. That's ESPN.
Correct.
And we're CU broadcast. So
just like ESPN. Actually.
We're right there, yeah. Neck and neck.
Totally.
All right. Hey, we're talking. Before we get into financial inclusion and diversity, which sure. You're talking about at this here conference, mm-hmm. How's your conference been so far?
Sorry, I almost said what conference.
We're at the World Credit Union Council in Singapore. This ain't Madison.
This is not
this
Madison.
This ain't Madison anymore.
It's actually been really wonderful. I've had a great time at the conference. And the part that I appreciate the most is been connecting with people all around the world, mm-hmm. and hearing their stories and their challenges. And they're all unique. So I've loved learning and listening to people's stories, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's kind of like this. We're this big melting pot, you know?
Sure.
And we're all from different places of the planet, but we all have this kind of common goal here, you know?
Yep.
And it's really neat to see. And the conversations, like you say, are fascinating.
Yes, and I'm very grateful for everything that I'm learning. So it's
right on.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn here for sure. Okay, let's talk about diversity. You were or will be on a panel.
I was on a panel yesterday.
Okay, you were on a panel
about
yesterday.
Diversity and inclusion in the credit union movement.
Okay,
and what
tell
that
us
means.
About what was said. Let's go for those folks, those two or three people that weren't here. Let's be a fly
and
on the wall.
Only two or three people that were not here.
Yeah,
but
let's be a fly on the wall and see what happened in there. What transpired? What was said?
Well, I think a lot of things. A lot of interesting things were talked about yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about the different challenges of diversity and inclusion from different parts of the world and different vantage points. So what I talked about primarily is what we're doing at CUNA Mutual Group to increase the workforce diversity, mm-hmm. and we know that diversity doesn't stay unless you have an inclusive workplace. So we talked about what that means and why we're doing that, and
mm-hmm.
why we're doing that at CUNA Mutual is because we know that in the United States, it's becoming increasingly more diverse.
Oh yeah.
So unless we have a diverse and inclusive workplace, we're not going to be able to create the products and solutions that our customers need.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
My other colleagues on the panel talked about the challenges of women in financial inclusion in Southeast Asia, which mm-hmm. was fascinating.
Really?
Yes, it was fascinating.
Okay.
And then another colleague from Canada and from Vancity Credit Union talked about
Vancity,
they're amazing.
Yep.
Talked about the role that they are playing with the indigenous and original nations of Canada and how one of their core values at their credit union is reconciliation with the tribal nations.
Interesting.
And it was fascinating.
Oh my gosh.
It was fascinating.
We went to Vancity because they are so on another level when it comes to that type of
yes,
stuff. So
correct.
That's really neat. So we got the overview. So why is this? I mean, I think we both know the importance, the significance, but for video's sake, I want to get your take on the significance, the importance of this right now.
Well, I think that I so appreciate that the World Council is having a track specifically towards diversity and inclusion this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in their conference history that they've had a program dedicated to mm-hmm. that in their conference. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. And if you think about the history of the credit union movement as being a part of the cooperative movement, people helping people,
mm-hmm.
we know that historically that there have been people left behind financially.
Right.
So how do we create a financial inclusively model that we can I hope you edit that out.
Oh, yeah.
How do we create a model that includes more people to get to financial security and financial wealth over time?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that credit unions have a really unique opportunity to do that because that's really what's in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Helping people who have not been helped by the traditional financial institutions,
right.
help them get to meet their financial needs.
That's our wheelhouse, Angela,
it
as
really
we well
is.
Know. So,
it really is.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, that's just kind of a natural thing for credit unions to do that type of thing.
Yep.
So, and it's kind of cool. I'm sure that was conveyed in that panel as well.
Yeah.
So, but getting it from a global level, like you say, it's just got to be so fascinating just to hear the different stories, the different takes, the different angles.
That's right.
That people approach this from.
That's right. And one of the things that I also mentioned yesterday is that my background is actually population health. So, and we know in terms of population health and epidemiology, one of the key drivers to healthy communities is financial well-being. Mm-hmm. So the credit union movement has a really unique position on creating healthy communities by creating financial well-being for communities all across the globe.
Yeah, I had an interesting, I'm really glad you said that, because I had one of my interviews earlier today talked about financial stability and how it keeps like civil wars from happening. Mm-hmm. And if the culture is financially stable, then the more stable the culture will be. I guess kind of goes hand in hand. I know it sounds kind of redundant, but it goes hand in hand.
Yes.
That's kind of what you just alluded to as well.
Yeah. It was, I mean,
it's really cool stuff.
It's just like really incredible stuff.
It really
stuff.
Makes you kind of think deep, a little bit deeper about the transaction
that
you go to. You know, it's more than a deposit.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And in fact, I had a conversation with a gentleman from Ghana, who's a cardiologist, but he's at the World Conference of Credit Union.
Good for him.
Here.
Yeah.
And he sees, because he sees a connection between health and financial stability, mm-hmm. he's on a board of a credit union mm-hmm. in Ghana and is really trying to make that connection as well. So it's been, some of the conversations have been fascinating, and it really connects us all together.
You know who else is behind this is the foundation.
Gigi Hyland? Yes.
They're very behind this right now.
They are.
They are in a big push for it. And then there's a number of credit unions who are doing the same thing, like a legacy federal credit union in North Carolina.
Okay.
They're very big in the financial health and how it affects your health.
Yep.
As far, and then the stability. So this is kind of a growing trend right now.
It really is.
And it's really cool to see, because I think it's something that's really needed in our country, and not only in our country, but probably
around
globally.
The world.
Yeah.
Around the world.
So here we are.
Yes.
Here we are. So how do we, speaking of how here we are, how do we get there? How do credit unions help their communities become, I guess, financially healthy or financially stable?
Yeah. So I think one of the things that credit unions have to do, and so many are, is understand what the community needs and wants. Understand the overall economic well-being of your community and seeing if there are disparities by race, by gender, mm-hmm. By a whole variety of different demographics. And if there are, ask people, how can we be helpful,
mm-hmm.
number one. So
getting
connected with the community, getting proximate and understanding the community needs. Number two, making sure that your credit union, in terms of your workforce, reflects the community that you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a workforce that looks all the same, you're not going to meet the needs of your changing consumer base.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So really having that, so getting proximate, having a diverse and inclusive workplace, and then really creating products and strategies and solutions to meet those changing needs mm-hmm. of the consumers.
Indeed. We also had United Communities' Stephen Stapp in here, who is now the World Council Chair, which is
congrats
awesome. On him. He's
yes.
a really cool guy. He was talking about diversity on your board as well.
And
so
there are lots of different ways.
Exactly.
So your staff, your board, looking at your policies and your actual HR policies to make sure that they're inclusive, that mm-hmm. you have inclusive benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I think about working mothers and working parents in general, not just mothers.
Sure.
What are the challenges that working parents face, and are your HR policies and practices inclusive to retain that good, solid
mm-hmm.
talent?
Mm-hmm. Man, so much to think about.
Yes.
So much to think about, but I'm so glad this topic is out in the forefront.
Yeah,
so
great.
Especially here. This seems like almost kind of like one of the main themes of this conference,
it
which
has
is so
been.
So fantastic.
Yes,
so very
wonderful.
Cool. Angela, anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom on this topic?
I think that my last final words is that credit unions have a real opportunity to make a difference here on the changing needs of our consumer base, and I hope that we stay the path.
That is a great message to end on. Angela, thank you so
yeah,
much.
Great.
You rock.
Thank you. Well done.